You're talking about how most dance halls did not have any PA systems. One light,
it would be
green,
yeah. It was just very unusual to go to any place that would have a PA system, and if they did, unless you were playing a theater. Theaters had good sound systems in them. Of course, first place, the theater was built for sound, and the motion pictures, and they had those things had big speakers behind the screen, and now those films were synchronized in with equipment that was for motion pictures. And then they could use a microphone on them. So if you played a theater, you would have a good sound in there. But that would be about the extent of it. But they did not make that equipment that you could carry around with you. It was not portable equipment. It wasn't geared for that. Everything was custom installed. So what I did, I bought some of these various components as they came out with them and put them together, and then I adapted and actually made some of my own and got them into a compact enough thing where we could carry it on the road with us. And then the speakers were terrible, and finally the Alltech that made the ones for the theaters started making a smaller speaker, which was 15 inches, but they didn't have a cabinet for it. I mean, they were only used in the theaters. So, there was a big, huge, custom design thing that, you know, that you couldn't carry that thing around. They had specs, though, of the volume, minimum space, and all this kind of stuff I got from them. So I designed the cabinets according to what their requirements were and built the cabinets myself, not plywood, and got the speakers. And hey, you got to buy everything, you know, this part and that part, and put it all together and make it. So we came up with a tremendously fine sound system.
Boy, you revolutionized the music business.